the problem is that the idea of political commentators have come to stay. I was listening to some discussion the other day. Some of them have about 20 telephones. And so when they want to call you, they are calling from all their phones at the same time. So definitely one of their numbers will get you. You know, it is important that the political parties will offer proper training to their communicators so that they will know and understand the process of communication. You know, so once we train them and encourage them to speak with decency and with decorum, there will be some level of improvement there. And again, we also urge the political parties, when any of their members goes out there and speaks in a manner that is unacceptable, they should condemn and disown them. For we in the media, we have a big role to play. Now, if we want to understand issues, policies, and principles, the political party and reps are not the best people that we should invite. Now, if we want to have views of political parties on certain matters, we should invite political parties. But if we want to understand certain concepts better, then the political party reps are not the people that we should be using. And we must learn and be guided in our selection of panel members for discussions on programs. And when people come on our programs and they are using language that we consider not to be acceptable, we should be able to tell them. What they can do is, one, I mean, that their use of language will be temperate. They will be very, very temperate in their use of language. And when they are arguing, they will be calm. They will not be shouting at each other. And they will demonstrate some level of calmness. And when somebody is making a point, they will allow that person to make their point so that if they have any rebuttal, they can make it thereafter. But sometimes, see, if somebody wants to make something, somebody doesn't want the person crowd to say it, then they are talking back. But it is important that when we want others to listen to us, we must also listen to other people. Because when we listen, sometimes we don't hear very well when we are not attentive to listen, and we may assume that somebody has said something when it is not true. You know, but when we are careful and we listen attentively to people, then we will know how to go about doing the things that we do. And we are praying that every one of us, not only the political parties, you know, we as citizens have a responsibility, because we can compel the political parties to behave in a certain manner by our own conduct. So these interactions is to enable the people also influence the political parties in the way that they go about conducting their business.